Hey now, what you're about to hear is a free preview of one of this week's episodes of The Dumb Zone. If you would like to hear this episode in full, along with the archive of all of our past episodes, please go to patreon.com/thedumbzone. It's only a hilariously priced $6.90 per month to subscribe.
Whereas, like, you know, MSNBC is like, well, measured response tonight from the senator from Iowa.
That was exactly it.
It's true. Like, they'll just make fun of him and be like, look at him falling off this bike, dumbass.
And he had, like, Marco Rubio on and Ted Cruz and all these people. And they're like, yeah, Joe's just kind of yelling at everyone. I don't get it.
And then flip
on the other side. Oh, it was very measured. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thought he was really good at
capturing. It's 100%. Like, they just put really hot blonde women on television, and then they just make fun of people.
And it was like, fun. I enjoyed it.
However, I will tell you, it is also really funny if they have like a bad night. You should watch it then too. Because once you box yourself into like the we're just going to talk shit thing, when things start going poorly for you, you don't really have a move.
I kind of got that.
Whereas like CNN or MSNBC, when things are going poorly for like the Democrats on an election night, they're like, well, the analysis actually showed that this was a likely outcome. And, you know, it's the economic policy, coal mining. But like when Fox News, like when it's a bad night for Republicans, they're just like, God damn it. They just don't really have a second pitch.
Yeah, that was funny because they had some Alabama senator or something do like
Tuberville?
No, the
female?
No. Yeah.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Dude.
It really was, and I was locked in. I don't know, I was just in that mood to just watch everything that night, and I think it aired on Fox News, right? Because yeah, she's conservative.
Yeah.
And so they aired it and then never mentioned it again.
It was a disaster. SNL did it.
CNN brought it up a lot. I was like, yeah, kind of a pretty weird response here.
Yeah, they put her like in a kitchen.
Yeah, it was very...
It was weird.
Very strange.
It was very strange.
I have a question for you.
Okay. I have a feeling I know where this is headed.
Can you explain to me...
Do you want to call this news?
Oh, is it part of your news?
I mean, it can be.
Okay, let's do this.
Here's Jake with the Dumb Zone News.
Explain to me Kate Middleton.
So... anybody who knows anything about this probably knows more than I do. So we're going to frustrate a lot of people. However, I have seen some of our recent analytics, and we're about a 95% male podcast. So
nice.
I'm somewhat safe here.
Okay.
By the fact that I have done all of the extensive research of watching 2 10-minute TikTok videos.
Okay.
The latest news... there might have been a video that surfaced yesterday of her, and people are debating whether or not it's actually her. It kind of does look like her, and it's recent.
Okay, but can you... let's reset the situation. Are people... I've been seeing people say that Kate Middleton is not real, or has just been missing.
Yeah,
What's the deal?
Well, she had like a medical procedure at the end of last year, and it was... they said it was planned, except... they kind of rushed her to the hospital. Like, there were ambulances at their place. You don't... if you need to go get your ACL done,
sure,
you know, you get rushed to the hospital in an ambulance.
Her insides are all jacked up.
Yeah, it's like an abdominal thing.
Okay. Or you get hit by a car on your Huffy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That did not happen to her.
Uh-huh.
To the best of my knowledge. Yes. And then she just really hasn't been seen since then. Like, they canceled a bunch of trips, you know, because they do all this stupid stuff where they go to, like, Spain and Africa, and they talk to poor people.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, but it's also, like, they're the absolute archetype of white savior. Like, where they think, like, our mere presence will certainly lift your spirits enough to get you out of abject poverty. That's, like, kind of what the royals do. It's like, sorry, we screwed all this stuff up 150 years ago. Now we're here to take pictures. So she hasn't been seen for a long time. The official account of, I guess it's Kensington Palace, like, posted a photo.
Boy, no two words have gone together better than Kensington and Palace.
I know. It's nauseating. And the photo clearly photoshopped. Like, there were a bunch of weird parts of the it's her and her kids. Hubby's not in it. But quickly, like, every major photo agency in the world was like, this is doctored. Mm-hmm. So then she put out another tweet from the official account that was like, oh, hey, you know, like all amateur photographers, I like to play around with editing sometimes. It was complete BS. Like, it was obvious how made up it was.
Okay. There's no way she's editing her own
pictures.
Yeah,
she's on Photoshop. Premiere or Pro. Yeah.
Canva.
Yeah, Canva's another. Yeah. No, there's no way. But it looked like they had taken the Vanity Fair cover photo that from a couple years ago and just like put it on a body with her kids.
Okay, to make let's see what this picture looks like.
I mean, you have to kind of look at it pretty closely, but it pretty clearly is fake.
Yeah.
And like, so every major photo agency said, kill it. Like, it's been digitally altered. We're not running this photo anymore.
No, that can't be it.
No, it's not. I think a second one even may have came out like as recent as this morning too. I saw it on my For You tab on X. That's what I was like, what the fuck is this,
what
dude?
Does that say?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, get me out of here, man.
So yeah, there's a bunch of different different theories and rumors. One of them is that he knocked up his mistress.
Oh,
and that she's like, you know, she found out about it or something. Another is just that it sucks being part of the royal family and she kind of had like a nervous breakdown.
Yeah. It could be literally as simple as that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Princess Diana kind of told everyone how this goes.
The like, mistress thing is also pretty simple.
Yeah, that could be too. Yeah. But then people get into like weirder stuff of like, she found out about the mistress being pregnant and then he like beat the shit out of her or something.
Oh my gosh.
As opposed to just like she found out and then she had a breakdown. But in any case, it's pretty weird for the public. And dude, the tabloid situation over there, you know, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
They make our media look like a college football reporter.
Yeah.
Like they go hard. And so for them to just not be in public for 2.5 months is pretty weird. Because their every move is tracked. So, that's what I know.
So, I was trying to find the picture, and I was halfway listening. So, this...
Thank you.
Would you rather me just admit it? So, you were saying that she could have just had a breakdown or something and just wanted to disappear? Or
yeah.
Something went wrong with this surgery, and she looks weird?
Could be either. Because there are some photos of her... from like long range, that where she does look a little weird, like
discombobulated.
Doesn't look normal. She's not quite Ben Affleck in the back of the car on the way to rehab with a bag of Jack in a Box.
Yeah, 2 for $0.99 though.
But she doesn't look like herself. So,
and this is a big deal because it's just the royal family.
Yeah, which of course, as you know, I have no interest in.
Was she the one that? We had to watch her wedding a couple years ago.
Yes.
These college football reporters you mentioned earlier, they go pretty hard, dude. I assume you're not talking like SEC guys. Message board guys. I would put SEC message board guys up against tabloids in the UK.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I guess it's just always been the thing of like college football reporters. They don't like... They owe their entire existence to the program.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday with Big Baby, where, yeah, you're either for us or against us.
Yeah, and they'll just, like, cut your access. Whereas, like, NFL teams won't do that.
That guy is awesome, by the way.
He is awesome. Mm-hmm. He's a great dude. Man, I remember it didn't occur to me that whenever Joe started playing college football and he was a starting quarterback, it didn't really register with me, like... He's going to have to sit there and do press conferences. And I remember the first time I saw it being like, oh my God, that looks like it sucks so bad.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't think of that either.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It just never occurred to me, ever. Like, okay, we go watch the games, like whatever. And then I would like, hop on the Go Green Wave or something, and they had a video of him sitting up there looking defeated.
He's getting beaten down.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, God.
Lower third pops up. Joe Kemp, three interceptions versus...
I never threw three picks in a game. Come on now. Jeez, dude. In college? Sure. Ever? Because against Southlake, my last game ever, I was not going to let a fucking bullet not go down range. So I threw four picks. Last high school game ever.
Down swinging.
Yeah, I think we lost 62-17.
Okay, what?
Something like that.
The end of the game, you got to try. Wait, so did you hate it? Doing
hate
those
what?
Press conferences?
I enjoyed it more as a quarterback, I'd say, just because I knew I wouldn't get in as much trouble because I was much more measured in my responses and calculated and whatnot. My final 2 years starting at wide receiver, I was a part of a new position group, which... came a new mindset, just let it rip, boys, kind of fuck it, listening to a different type of music before practice, and I can very vividly remember getting absolutely lit the fuck up by Coach Toledo after a game against Army, because the week before we played Tulsa, and we had broke the record for completions, yards, and passing touchdowns in a game, and we had lost like 62-58, and we played Army the next week, and Coach Toledo was like, I'm calling the plays this week. You dudes were scoring too many points last week when I wasn't calling the plays. And we end up losing to Army. And I think I had like 80 yards or whatever, but I had a bad fumble down in the red zone. And afterwards, one of the reporters asked me a question about, so what's up with the change in offense out there? It looked completely different than last week. You know, only threw it 22 times. And I did not hold back. I was just like, well, you know, that's a question you're going to have to bring to Coach Toledo and Coach Dodd about this. You know, that's something that's going on between them two. And Coach Toledo didn't say a word until Monday morning at practice. We're breaking it down after practice. He was like, y'all want to stop losing? I got some advice for y'all. Before you open up your mouth and talk about what other people are doing, especially other coaches, how about you not fucking fumble the ball on the 11-yard line? I was like, damn, only one person did that last week. Bring it down to the specific yard line and everything. Oh, fuck. The dumb zone.